Both sides are declaring victory, while many others are left scratching their heads. This after the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in yesterday on two North Carolina gerrymandering cases. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The first decision came down yesterday afternoon. Comprised of just 35 words, the order was as decisive as it was brief. A motion to speed up an appeal of the state's congressional maps was denied. All 13 of North Carolina's congressional districts have been ruled illegal partisan gerrymanders by a lower federal panel. All were ordered to be redrawn by that court. Now it is all but certain that congressional map will be used in this year's election. This was a split decision, with Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor stating they would have granted the motion. But the court was not yet done, for there is another North Carolina gerrymandering case before them. This one deals with racial gerrymandering and state legislative districts. And with the official start of the 2018 election season now just days away, the political hopes of this woman.
My name is Christy Clark, and on Monday I was expecting to go to the Mecklenburg County Board of Elections and file as a candidate to run in District 98 in northern Mecklenburg County.
Clark is a first-time candidate, a Democrat looking to unseat Republican John Bradford in the North Carolina House. But yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court also issued a curious partial stay in what's known as the Covington case. Last summer, the High Court affirmed that 28 of North Carolina's 170 state legislative districts were racial gerrymanders. The General Assembly then eventually redrew those districts, and they changed a number of others as well. Unhappy with the Republican-led effort in this remedial phase of the case, the original lower court hired an independent expert, a so-called special master, to redraw a handful of districts yet again. And the court eventually went with that map. Yesterday, a majority of the U.S. Supreme Court said they too like the special master's map, with two notable exceptions. The partial stay affected only the state legislative districts he redrew in Wake and Mecklenburg counties. Why? The justices did not say. But that was enough for Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, to state much of North Carolina's sovereignty has been restored. Allison Riggs, senior voting rights attorney for the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, the group which represents the plaintiffs in the case, also declared victory. She stated, quote, "Finally, after years of litigation, North Carolinians will be able to elect their state legislators from districts that do not discriminate against voters based on their race." Would-be candidate Christy Clark had a very different response.
When I saw the post about this news from the Supreme Court come through, I was shocked and disappointed. I feel like at the 11th hour is a bad time for a change to be made to legislative districts.
This partial stay in just two counties means the districts in Mecklenburg and Wake the court ordered the special master to redraw will instead stick to the boundaries drawn by the General Assembly last August. Now, Clark doesn't even know if she lives in the district she wants to represent.
There is a possibility I might still be in the district, looking back at the August 2017 maps that were enacted, but I'm waiting to see how this settles down, and I'll know more in the morning.
Or so she hopes. This, too, was a split decision, with Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito saying they would grant the stay statewide, and Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor saying they would have denied the stay entirely. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.